Appreciate the Lord. It's good to see you here tonight. You pray. I want to mention this real quick. I think we've got enough here. I should have mentioned it this morning. We need to have a children's home board meeting real quick after service, something I've been needing to do for a couple months. But anyway, we'll just do that real quick. So if you're on the board, just slip up here after the service and we'll get that took care of. But now that I made that announcement, we're just going to pray, take up the offering real quick. Let's get a couple ushers. We'll do that and let them sing. But anyway, I'm glad to be here tonight.
Amen.
And Eddie, one of y'all come and help him here. I'm thankful. I'm glad. I'm glad I'm saved. More than anything else. Glad to be in God's house.
Amen.
I'm glad he allowed us to come tonight. Sit back there, and I told you this morning I didn't get to read all that newsletter, but sit back there and read that newsletter that William wrote, and that's a blessing. If you haven't got it, let us know. We'll get it to you. And read that. That'll help your heart. It'll make you thankful. Read that again where that feller's there scraping up a little bit of flour in the empty potato chip bag and trying to save every little bit of it.
Amen.
And he's talking about all the snow and everything else, but them folks just are thankful and waiting in line to get some food and get some nourishment. He's talking about the meeting that they had in Dubrovino and how the Lord just met with them. It's just, the whole thing's just good. But anyway, I'm glad that the Lord's doing that. Pray for them. They're going to try to get the rest of the flour and oil out real quickly here in the next few days. And
amen.
I think it's clearing up a little bit. And pray that God just gives them the strength. As I said, I talked to him a little bit earlier, and Ben said he wasn't as strong this year as he was last year when he went over there. And I said, when you get done with all that flour and oil, you'll build them muscles back up. So that'll be all right, but you pray for him. And he'll be headed back home here, and I think around the 20th of March, I believe is when it is. But pray for them all. Pray for them all. All right, Willie, pray for us if you would.
Our Father, in Jesus' name, we come, Lord. We thank you for the privilege to come again to the throne of grace. Lord, we're so glad for the grace of God. We thank our Father, Lord God, for your tender mercies. Our Father, I'm glad that you had mercy on us. Our Father, I'm glad I read in the Word of God that you delight in mercy. Lord, you delight in pardon. Our Father, I'm glad that you love old sinners. And that's why you came, our Father, and died and shed your blood. Your darling son, we appreciate it. Lord, we thank you, our Father, already for being in the house of God.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for what we felt in our hearts. I'm glad you're able,
amen,
our Father, to do anything our Father are able to do to the uttermost. Exceedingly abundantly, we could thank or ask tonight. And our Father, I'm glad that you're able to help each heart. And your children, our Father, tonight, Lord, there's a table spread,
amen,
that we could come and sit underneath. Our Father, I'm glad tonight, our Father, you got plenty. Our Father, Lord God, I'm so glad tonight, our Father, to be redeemed, be saved. And
amen,
our Father, to know it, our Father. Lord, I'm glad for heaven, our Father. I'm glad it's just out to our little ways, our Father. And I pray tonight, Lord, that we'd set our hearts and our Father, our sights on that heavenly place, our Father, that real place. And our Father, Lord God, we think about what he's done for us and where we're going, our Father. Lord, I pray tonight for these in the midst, Lord, that ain't saved. Our Father, I pray tonight, dear Jesus, our Father, they'll think about where they're going to spend eternity. Our Father, Lord God, life's going to be over. Our Father, God, it's just like a vapor, Lord.
Yes,
it's short. Our Father, but I'm glad tonight, Lord, that you got your arms outstretched saying,
amen,
come. And our Father, Lord God, I'm glad that they can come and drink of the water,
yes,
of life. I'm glad it's free, our Father. I'm glad it's paid for. I'm glad that there's nothing owed on it. Our Father, I pray you touch us strong, Lord. Our Father, may we praise you and thank you. Our Father, I pray tonight, oh God, that you'd bless our pastor, Lord. I pray you'd breathe upon him, touch him, Lord. Our Father, Lord God, I'm glad, thank God, for the Word of God. A place where we can come and hear the Word of God. And Our Father, song design in the old red hymn book. Our Father, the freedom, Lord, to still come. And our Father, I thank God for the fellowship with the Father and with the Son, with the Holy Ghost. And our Father, we ask you to have your way, our Father, in what you do. We'll bow our worthy heads and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Again, 401, bottom of the page, unclouded day. Somebody said to a Muslim man said, I don't want to start preaching, but said, ask that Muslim man, said, well, what I'll ever do for you? And he said, well, he's the prophet. And he said, well, he did this and did that. And, you know, he's the God us this Koran and give us all this He said, well, what did he really do for you? I mean, what did he do for you? He said, what did he do for you? And he said, well, you know, he tried to give him a bunch of explanations of what Allah had done for him and just really couldn't come up with nothing. And he said, well, he said, Jesus is a prophet and plus he's the Son of God. And he said, what did he ever do for you? He told that Muslim, my prophet died for me. He said, my prophet died for me. Ain't that? It's pretty good. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Hindus or whoever, you know, Buddha, he didn't die for you. Gandhi, he didn't die for you. Jesus died for you. Thank God. Isn't that good? I was thinking, too, how'd that man pick up that flower off of the ground? I mean, it must have been good snow. I thank God. I was thinking all he has to do is put a little bit of water in there. And a little bit more water. I got wild, crazy thoughts. A little bit of water and some, water and flour and whatever it is else. And we could make gravy or you could make biscuits, either one going that route, couldn't you? Anyway, that's besides the point. Unclouded day, thank God. Ain't you glad you're going to where there's an unclouded day? Hallelujah. Thank God.
says. Sometimes it sounds too good to be true, ain't it? But I thank God that it is. It is true. I appreciate the Lord. Y'all bring all them young ones up here and sing. Bring them all. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. I'm glad for that unclouded day. And I think it's Willie or somebody, I don't know, it's downstairs prayer room, whatever. I don't remember exactly how the conversation was going, but I'm glad of this. There's never been the first storm over there.
Amen.
Amen. Never been the first storm cloud. Never been the first, contrary winds. We seem to fight down here. Everything seems to be a fight. And I'm not being gloom and doom, but I'm trying to talk about heaven a little bit. Thank God. There's no contrary winds up there that messes with you or gets you set off course. See, down here, I stay off course most of the time. I get mind your way. I do. I stay off course. But thank God there's no winds up there that'll get you that way. Everything's running well. Everybody up there that's running well. Hallelujah. One day we'll have that great reunion day. That'd be a blessing. Amen. Well, I'm going to get out of these youngins. Wait, let them say.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Somewhere beyond the
God. Ain't that good to know the Master? I mean, he's not just a master of the wind, he's a master of all. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, I want you to turn real quickly to John chapter 4. Now, I want to talk to you a few minutes about, I was going to preach on the heart of God, but I might just preach on the heart of the Master. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is very familiar passage, and I know that you know what this is talking about. But anyway, I was back here earlier praying and got to thinking about some things, and there's one little word I want to pick out down through here. And I thought about this. Boy, ain't that something to try to talk about the heart of God and to describe. I mean, my God, we got a whole book that tells us His heart from beginning to end. I mean, we get over there and we find out that He created man. Man fell of his own fault. Amen. You know, she was deceived, and He done it willingly. But I mean, the heart of God didn't let Him stay that way. He said, "I've got to come and put some clothes on these naked people, and I've got to take care of a situation." And I mean, we can go all the way through the Word of God and find out that He loved you. And I mean, I thought about one verse over there, "For God commended His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." I mean, He didn't wait on us to get right. He died for us so we could get right. Amen. Thank God. And I mean, that's His heart. But anyway, I got to thinking about this, and one little word is got on my mind. And I want to read just a little bit down through here. The Bible said in John chapter 4 and verse 1, it said, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus had made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus Himself baptized not but His disciples, He left Judea and departed again into Galilee." And verse 4 is where I want to preach. The Bible said, "And He must needs go through Samaria." Now, I'm not going to read any more. You know the rest of this story, how that they come near to the parcel of ground, which is where Jacob's well was. And there's a woman there of Samaria, and she is a half-breed. And you know how that the Lord... I mean, he told her everything she'd ever done. And I mean, He done business with her.
Yes, sir.
But the thing that's on my mind and on my heart's one little word. And it says here in verse 4, "And He must needs go through Samaria." Now, I preached on that a little bit in the past, but I want to look at one word here. And it's that word "must." And I don't do much writing in my Bible. I don't do much marking in my Bible. But here I highlighted it and I wrote right under it that word "must." It's an uncontrollable desire.
Amen.
Amen. And I got to thinking about this, and you can just put this in there wherever you want to. I thought about these other. See, this is a King James Bible word. It's not in the rest of them. In fact, they took that word "must" out, or they just took all of it out completely and rewrote it. But this is a Bible word, "must need." Yeah, say that ain't proper English. It's proper godly English. This is the way he wanted it written down. He said, "I must need." I mean, he must. I mean, it's an uncontrollable desire. It wasn't a commandment that he had. It's a must that he had. He must do it. There's a woman there that was in bad shape. She is down and out. She wasn't flying like this, singing no more. I mean, her flight, I mean, she has done landed. But I mean, he's ready to come by and do some work for her. Thank God he's ready to get her off the ground again. And the thing about it is, he must do it. He had an uncontrollable desire to do it. I mean, he wanted to go where she is at. I mean, think about this. Now, I thought about me, and there's a lot of things I need to do, a lot of things that I should do, and a lot of things I desire to do. But for whatever reason, I can't get to it, or I don't have the means to get to it. I can't meet that need. But he said, "This one thing I've got to do, I must go where she's at. I've got to help this woman. This is not an option. The heart of God says, I've got to go there. I mean, I've got to. I mean, I've got to do business with this woman. She needs help. She's got a need. And I must go to where she's at." That is the heart of God. Amen. I thought about this. I thought about the way Jesus was all of his life from the age of 12. I mean, when they're looking for him and they went back over to the city and they said, why did you do this? He said, I must be about my Father's business. Amen. I mean, time and time again, he uses this King James Bible wording. I must be about my Father's business. Yeah, he said, I'm here preaching to these fellas. They need to hear something. They stand in this temple every day and don't know nothing about God. But I come over here to tell them about the love of God. Amen. Yeah, man, I'm talking about the heart of Jesus. Here a woman was, she was in bad shape, and I find every excuse not to do things sometimes, just being honest. But he wasn't looking for an excuse. He was looking for an opportunity, and his opportunity was this. I know she's going to be there about the noon hour of the day, and I'm going to be there waiting on her. And in fact, I'm going to send the rest of them off, so this is just a personal thing between me and her. Thank God, I'm glad for the day I got saved. It wasn't between him and mama and me and him and daddy and me, but he got it between me and him, thank God. In fact, he even cut the preacher off right in the middle of my testimony. He got him out of the way. Lord God had left me going to hell. I was in bad shape until I said, I got to get saved, and I don't know how. Amen. I appreciate that, because I come to the realization he must go out there on 421, out there on Seacon Springs Road, where a little old boy was, and he said, I love him that much. Amen. Amen. See, it gets a little personal. Yeah, thank God. Now let me say a little bit about this. I thought about this King James Bible wording. The Bible said the Son of Man must be lifted up. See, it wasn't just a commandment that he received from the Father. It was an uncontrollable desire that he had to come down here and die for mankind. Amen. Amen. You say, I don't know about that. Well, let me help you along with it. You remember back there in 2 Kings chapter 19 when the Assyrian army had surrounded Jerusalem, and he sent one angel, and one angel that night killed 185,000 Assyrians that night. He said, I'm going to keep the promise that I made David. The Assyrians will never step foot in Jerusalem. I'll never let them go in there. And he said, I'm going to in one angel. Well, Jesus had options. When they was getting ready to take him up to an old place, which is called Calvary, and he said this, he said, I could call 12 legions of angels. I could call 12. You know what that is? One legion is 6,000. That'd be 72,000 of those angels that was sitting on the premise of heaven saying, I'm ready to go. All you've got to do is say the word. And he said, no, the Son of Man must be lifted up. Hey, I got to thinking about that and doing a little bit of research there. I found out probably, it's just speculation. There's probably somewhere between 200 million and 300 million people on the face of the earth. At that point in that time when Jesus was walking on it. But let me say this, if he had sent those 72,000 angels and they'd have done what they done back in Jerusalem to those Assyrians in one fatal swoop. 72,000 angels. I done a little bit of math. They'd wipe out 13 billion people in one night, and they wasn't but 2 to 3. In one fatal swoop, he said, I can wipe out this whole thing. If he'd have called the legion, he'd have wiped out mankind. But he said, no, I must be lifted up. This is uncontrollable desire. I can't let them go to hell. I must die for them. I must cleanse them. I must give myself for them. Oh, Lord God, I'm talking about the heart of God. This wasn't an option for him. Oh, everything was laid at him. He had anything he wanted to be done. But he said, no, I decline. I must be lifted up. I must die for him.
I got to thinking about it over here again in John chapter 20 and verse 9. It said, "For as they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead." That's pretty good, ain't it? Yeah, man. He said, "I'm not only going to die for them, but I must get up." He said, I've got to get up. He said, "He's delivered for our offenses and risen again for our justifications." He said, "I can't leave them in that shape. I've got to get them justified in the eyes of my Father. I've got to pay the debt, thank God." Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. I'm talking about the heart of God. He wanted you personally, yourself, to be right in the eyes of God. He said, "And the only way I can do that, I must be delivered up, but I must get up." Amen. I'm not going down there to stay. Death, Lord God, ain't going to hold me. I'm getting up for that crowd. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm about to have a fit. Amen. And you know, it's good to know what's on the heart of people and know what they're thinking or what they're thinking about you. But Lord God, when I found out what he thought about me, Lord God, he knows what I am. He knows how sorry and no good I am. And yet he didn't leave me that way. Lord God, the Bible said he was, Greg got over there and 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Hallelujah. Said, "I've got to make that crowd righteous. I can't leave them in that mess. Lord God, I can't leave them naked before God. I can't leave them. I got to clothe them. I got to give them a garment of salvation. I got to give them a robe of righteousness." Thank God, in that day, you know what he wants? He wants you to sit with him. Lord God, them disciples said, "When you get there, can we sit at thy right side?" He said, "That's not given for me to give away. That's my Father." But I found out this. He said, "It's all at his right side. We're set in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's at the right hand of the Father." He said, "It's all right there." He gave us what he denied them. Say, well, why did he deny them? That's Israel. They're in the hands of God. They're engrafted in him. That's his bride. I'm the bride of Christ, thank God. I'm sitting there. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. I'm talking about the heart of God. Do you realize what you have tonight when you have Christ? You've got everything. Hallelujah. Lord God, you got all of his love, all of his compassion, all of his mercy, all of his forgiveness, all of the grace of God, all the compassion of God. Lord God, you got everything. Hallelujah. I bless his holy name. He said, "I must needs go through Samaria. I've got to go by there." Lord God, it's an uncontrollable, heart. It's a beat in his heart that said, "I've got to do this." Hallelujah. Whew. I wish I could just scratch the surface of his love. I can't do it. This is just one word. Lord God, how many do we have to explain his love? Where he brought us from, where he's taken us to. He brought us out of nothing and gave us everything. Lord God, he picked me up out of the miry clay and washed me white as snow. Lord God, I was nobody going to hell. Made me somebody going to heaven, thank God. Amen. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Gave me life. I talked about it Thursday night. I'm glad he abolished death. Thank God. And the Bible said he gave us a purpose and the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I never had no purpose in my life till I found out he loved me. Lord God, even as a Christian, I thought, Lord God, what am I doing? I'm just wandering around. One day I found out he loved me. Lord God, now, Brad, it's like you talk about giving them tracks at all times. You got a purpose now. Thank God, got something to tell. The Bible said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Lord God, you got something to say. And it ain't about you. It's all about him. Hallelujah. Bible said, "Who hath believed the report to whom the arm of the Lord revealed." Amen. Lord God, he's revealed it to you. You ought to reveal it to somebody else. You don't have to tell them a whole lot. Just tell them the Lord loves them. That'll mess them up. I heard about an old preacher one time. He worked, and every day he got on the elevator, and he was going up and down. Every day he was going up, another guy was getting off work, and he was coming off. Amen. Said that preacher, every day he got up, and he said he'd get on. He'd tell that feller, "The wages of sin is death." Yeah. He'd leave him a tat. He'd get on. The other guy'd get off. Next morning, he'd get on. He'd say, the wages of sin is death. Oh, Lord God, that went on for about a month. And that old, he got on there one day and he said, the wages of sin is death. That old guy smiled real big, waved his arms and said, but the gift of God is everlasting life. Amen. It then got him to a place where he found out he's going to die. He's going to hell. Oh, Lord God, but he found out the gift of God is everlasting life. Amen. He had done found the rest of the scripture. I mean, if you'd find out that God loves you despite yourself, loves you, cares for you, he must need come to where you is at. Ain't you glad one day he said, I must need build a children's home. Oh, Lord God, every young that come through here, they found out about Jesus. They may have not accepted him, Lord God, they may have, but they found out. One day he said, I must need go over Romania, Bulgaria. I thought about that. He said, I must need feed that crowd over there. He's been feeding you. Don't get too high and mighty on the thing. He'd give you everything you've got. I mean, he desires to do that, help you, love you. Great God. I feel good in the Lord. Amen. I coming over here this evening, I thought, Lord, I mean, what am I supposed to do? He said, just tell him about my heart. Amen. I'm glad about that. See, I know the heart of man. It's deceitfully wicked. Yeah, above all things. Lord God, but they wasn't found one sin in him. There's no guile nor iniquity. I mean, they couldn't find anything wrong with him. They tried to beat it out of him. It never come out. You know why? Never was in him. Amen. Never was in him. It couldn't come out. It wasn't in there. Lord God, there's no vile spirit in him. There's no retaliation in him. No, he had a must in him. He didn't have that. Lord God, we don't know too much about that, do we? I mean, to be honest about it. We get to the place and somebody does something to us and we get all bulled up. Lord God. But they do something to him. He said, Father, forgive them. For they don't know what they do. Oh, Lord God, they don't know who they're doing this to. In fact, and I'm done. I'm going to close here in a minute. I done lost my voice. But I thought about Paul. I done thought about Paul. Paul's on the road over there. The Lord appears to him. And he said, Saul, why kickest thou against the pricks? Why are you kicking against this? Why are you kicking against my love? Why are you doing this? Why are you, Lord God? I mean, he said, I'm not trying to hurt you. But you know something? I just kind of realized about that little... He must needs go to the road of Damascus one day. Amen. Yeah. That old feller that consented unto the death of Stephen, held the coats, had the paperwork and said, this is a legal execution right here. You carry it out, stone him to death. Say, well, shouldn't the Lord retaliated for that? He did. He conquered him with love.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. He conquered him. He conquered him with love. I found that love will work. Amen. That little old word must will work. It'll do the job every time. You can get away from a lot of things, but when he shows up and he said, I'm going to give you this opportunity. I'm going to make this real to you. This is me and you. It ain't everybody else now. This is us. Amen. So why would he do that? He loves you. He loves you. Thank God he loves you. But it said, I thought about, and I'm going to close. Luke 22, verse 7, then came the day of the unleavened bread. Listen, when the Passover must be killed.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. One of them told him, said, don't you know I have power to let you go? He said, you'd have no power except to be given of you and my Father.
Amen.
He said, you don't have power to let me go. I'm going to the cross.
Right.
Passover must be lifted
Amen.
Up. Must die. It's the day that the Passover must die. I'm going to die for this crowd. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank God. It's an uncontrollable desire. He couldn't Amen. Control it. He wasn't trying to get out of it. He wasn't trying to pass the buck.
Nope.
He wasn't trying to get somebody else to do it. No, he said... No, this is mine here.
Amen.
Can't get done unless I do it. Thank God. Well, amen. I'm going to let you stand to your feet. Yeah. Yeah, come up here. Y'all come up here and sing.
Yeah, sing at Luke said they sang at school. And I heard you say it. He said they sang at school. I said, let him really hear the real version of it.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Yeah. He must know. Yeah. Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name, right.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Great God. He's been good to us, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Amen.
Yeah. Lord God. Anybody else ever set you free like that? I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're talking to me about fear of the Lord. And I said, yeah, but listen, that's a different kind of fear you're looking at there. Bible said perfect love cast out all fear. Yeah. And they said, don't you fear the Lord? Yeah, I said, yeah, in this manner. I'm afraid I'm going to miss out on what he's got for me. Being attracted to all something out here and all this stuff. Yeah, I fear that.
Yes, sir.
I fear of being pulled away. I mean the tug and the pull of the world. And don't act to me like it ain't out there. I know it is. I know it is. I don't want to miss out on what God's got for us. That's what I'm afraid of. But as far as that other fear, no, I'm not afraid of him sending me to hell. I'm saved. I'm not going. Thank God he washed me. Made me. Y'all come on. Made me righteous in the eyes of God. Say, well, what if you? Well, he took care of me. He sealed me till the day of redemption. Thank God. Ain't that good? I told y'all about that a week or two ago. He said, let us. He said, come now, let us reason together. And that us ain't you and him. That's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father said there's a debt. The Son said, I'll pay it. The Holy Ghost said, as soon as you pay it, I'll seal them. They're the ones doing the talking.
Amen.
Say, what was my responsibility? Come now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You step out, he'll do the rest.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
And let this be.
Sing hallelujah, and you'll sing.
And
had a shirt on that said, "Let me tell you about my Jesus." And everybody that was walking past us, they kept on reading it. They would just stop. They would say, "Let me tell you about my..." And I said, "Say his name. He's worthy to be praised." I said, "Finish the shirt." I said, "Say, let me tell you about my Jesus." I said, "He's worthy of being praised." And I thank God for him.
Yes,
I do.
Amen.
I don't know where else, I don't know where I'd be or what I'd do without him.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I about can't sit in a church service no more without wanting to shut down the house. But I'm going to enjoy it.
Amen.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Just family here.
Yeah, praise
God. Amen. Bless the
Lord. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm glad I feel at home in his house.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's the best place to be
at. Amen. Amen.